It's time to get your news on. We are VK1WIA.
And we are here with the national news for week commencing September 8, 2024, as we approach our 30th year of non-stop news. This week, WIA Secretary Peter Klee, VK8ZZ, ACMA, and an important email sent to all we radio amateurs this week, two near Sydney radio stations forced off the air. Now wait, there is much more, much, much more in this edition of news from your Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB.
Who listens to radio?
This is Doug, VK2DCR.
Hi, this is Ian, VK3BUF.
I'm Dave, VK4DAK.
7-3 from Graham, VK3GL.
I'm Bob, VK6POP.
73, Paul, VK5, Papa, Alpha, Sierra.
That's all.
This is WIA Director and Company Secretary Peter, VK8ZZ. The WIA is very interested in hearing from an affiliated club who might be interested in hosting the 2025 WIA AGM. Typically, we like to combine the WIA AGM with a significant club event like a conference, field day, or even a car boot sale, sometime around May 2025. For example, this year, the Bundaberg Club executed a very successful event on May 4 and 5, pulling a significant number of attendees, locals, schools, first responders, and commercial operators from all parts of VK. Expressions of interest should be sent to the Secretary of the WIA. The Wireless Institute of Australia Returning Officer John Marshall has recently announced his retirement from that position. John Marshall has been the WIA Returning Officer for several years, and we thank John for his contribution to the WIA over that period, and we wish him well for the future. Consequently, the WIA is now seeking the services of a returning officer for the forthcoming WIA elections. This is a volunteer position and is open to either members, non-members, or clubs who might be interested in fulfilling the duties in that role. Expressions of interest should be also sent to the Secretary of the WIA. A reminder to all listeners that you know of somebody doing good things in amateur radio. They deserve recognition and should be considered for a WIA award. These awards are presented at the WIA AGM each year. Check out the WIA website for details and a form you need to complete for any prospective recipient. Thanks for listening, and it's back to you, Graham. This has been Peter Klee, VK8ZZ, from up north in sunny Darwin.
ACMA. Just this week, all we radio amateurs would have received from the Australian Communication and Media Authority an email setting out new fees and a reminder to reassign or reconfirm call signs. Special event, contest, VK0 or VK9 call signs have a designated assignment period of 12 months. ACMA say, we will contact you before the expiry to remind you to apply to have the call sign reassigned to you. If a reassignment application is not made before the expiry date, the call sign will no longer be assigned to you and will be made available on the call sign register. Amateur operators with the usual two-letter, three-letter and F-series call signs should reconfirm ongoing use of their call signs every 5 years. Remember, there is no cost for we amateur radio operators to reconfirm ongoing use of our two-letter, three-letter and F-series call signs. Now, might I suggest you all reread that email, which was dated September 3, from the ACMA. Australiana. Hawkesby Radio, 89.3 FM and Starter FM, 89.5, vandalised. Vital equipment damaged beyond repair. The stations, northwest of Sydney, have been overwhelmed at the support given by their listeners. Management have asked if anyone has any information about this willful destruction of the two community radio stations to urgently contact the Windsor Police Station on 02 4587 4099. I say again 02 4587 4099. On the education scene, STEM coursework is available without cost to learners of all ages from the US National Science Foundation National Radio Astronomy Observatory. Yes, we've checked both the student and teacher portals, and they are operating here in Australia. Wireless technology is central to our modern world. You may be reading or listening to these words on a smartphone or tablet using Wi-Fi. All of these devices use the same electromagnetic spectrum, EMS, as radio astronomy. Learning these fundamentals can offer a better understanding of the technology we use in our daily lives and provide valuable transferable skills required in many present and future careers. The US National Science Foundation National Radio Astronomy Observatory, or NSF-NRAO, and its administrator, Associated Universities Incorporated, AUI, have created Supernova. Supernova is an online educational platform that provides inclusive, equitable access to radio technology learning and training. Our goal is to broaden participation in STEM by offering no-cost training and education in skills that help prepare learners for STEM careers, shares Valerie Borgen, NSF-NRAO Supernova Program Manager. The Supernova website has a wealth of free educational resources for teachers and learners of all ages. Topics include history of radio, astronomy, the physics of radio technology, and even cube satellites. Well worth a surf.
We are VK1WIA. Now, international news with VK2LAW Jason.
International news with thanks to ARRL, DX World, EHAM, Hackaday, IARU, ICQ Podcast, IRTS, Newsline, NZART, RAC, RadioWorld.com, RSGB, SARL, and the worldwide sources of the WIA. Leading this week's international news, the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, has released an updated version of the radio regulations, the international treaty governing the global use of radio frequency spectrum and satellite orbits. The ITU radio regulations govern the global use of radio frequency spectrum and satellite orbits for all radio services, systems and applications, including fixed and mobile broadband, satellite systems, sound and TV broadcasting, radio navigation, meteorological monitoring and prediction, space research and Earth exploration, and yes, amateur radio services and other topics. Entering into force on the 1st of January 2025, the 2024 edition of the ITU Radio Regulations is the result of a four-year process that culminated in 4 weeks of negotiations during the World Radio Communication Conference, WRC23, hosted last year in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Transistor promises faster, more energy-efficient operation. This new transistor is in development inside a Massachusetts laboratory and is said to be extremely tough and resilient and offer super fast switching while meeting or even exceeding industry standards. Researchers at MIT first announced the transistor's development in 2021 when they published the results of their study, which explored the use of an ultra-thin ferroelectric material made from boron nitride. At that time, the report was carried in the journal Science. Researchers wrote only of the possibilities. Now, it's a reality. Working inside the laboratory, the scientists created that faster, more energy-efficient transistor, and they claimed that even after 100 billion switches, there are no signs of degradation. Researchers told Popular Mechanics magazine that for electronic devices such as computers, this eliminates the need for selective storage on a chip. Scientists also say that boron nitride has another advantage. It remains stable over long periods of time because of its polarization that can be reversed when there's an electric field. The next reality, actually manufacturing it, could be a lot tougher. Scientists acknowledge that despite the great gains in this development, they still don't have a way to mass produce it. In this world of PC woke, etc., etc., I'm pretty sure our ACMA would have taken a second look at any special event call sign around the time of the yes-no vote. But in Austria, Oscar Echo 45 November Oscar highlights the negative Austrian referendum about the commissioning of a nuclear power plant 45 years ago. No will be a yes on the air September until the end of November. QSL Oscar Echo 45 November Oscar via Clublog OQRS. Experimental physicist Chelsea Bartram has been fascinated by radio since childhood. She earned her ham radio license, built a few antennas, and realized she could hear people speaking in foreign countries. Years later, she continued to pursue radio technology but used it to tune into dark matter airwaves. She said in a lecture hosted by the Stanford Linear Accelerator Center, SLAC, a US federally funded laboratory where Chelsea is a Panofsky Fellow. "Designing radios became a game to me," she said. "With a few supplies and a lot of creativity, you could talk to someone on the other side of the globe. You could even reflect signals off the moon, and you could observe the effects of the sun on the Earth's atmosphere." Chelsea said she was astonished to realise she could also use radios to observe more hidden phenomena like dark matter airwaves. "Dark matter is an invisible material that makes up 85% of the mass of the universe," she said. "This means that everything that we can see and touch consists of only 15% of all matter. Dark matter is believed to have played an important role in the formation of galaxies and the evolution of the universe." A new frontier in radio broadcasting called zonecasting is on the horizon. More than a few US stations are using the technique. Zonecasting allows FM broadcasters to tailor programming and advertisements to different parts of their market using FM booster stations, operating on the same channel as their primary signal. Theoretically, a station could simultaneously broadcast distinct commercials to varying neighbourhoods or even buildings within its primary service area. Some broadcasters have raised technical concerns about potential interference and increased FM noise from multiple signals on the same channel. Despite assurances from proponents, skeptics argue that such a system could exacerbate existing challenges in maintaining signal quality. Currently, 3 minutes per hour is the maximum allowed per broadcaster. For VK1WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello there. And to start today at this year's ID contest, here is Alan, VK4SN.
Hi, this is Alan, VK4 Sierra November, with the 2024 Remembrance Day result. Congratulations to VK7, the state winners for this year. Only one record was broken, and congratulations go to VK7 Tango Whiskey in the single lot mix category with 1,298 points. Other category winners were VK7 Zulu Bravo X-Ray for single operator phone, VK2 Golf Romeo for single op CW, VK3 Kilo Kilo for QRP phone, VK3 Alpha Charlie Uniform for QRP CW, VK2 Romeo for QRP Mixed, VK7 Charlie Mike Sierra for multi-single, and Victor Lima for Romeo in the multi-multi section. Best ham result was from Totwoo, T-O-T-W-O-O. The operators here were VK7TO, VK7TW and VK7OO with combined points of 2,625. Best rookie was Dan, VK4 Delta November Oscar with 140 points for the single op phone category. Approximately 1,033 operators participated with 195 logs being submitted. A total of 2,660 QSOs filled the log submitted with an average score of 222. In summary, there were less logs, more log content, and more total operators compared to last year. A total of 16 club stations submitted logs. It was obvious that attention to detail was missing when submitting logs this year. Luckily, our filters applied during submission stopped 19 logs from being submitted as mixed mode category when in fact they were in the phone category. Another Cabrillo header requiring attention was the operator's field. Our contest champion points manager, Peter, VK2 Papa Romeo, like any of us, can no longer look up call signs to tie together a contest call, a normal call, and a name. The filtering of the operator's field is now necessary to keep uniformity so that only your everyday call sign is used in the contest champion table on the WIA website. Our software is designed to use call signs of individuals and multi-operator stations contained in the operator's field to calculate contest champion points. For all full results, soapbox comments and state winner certificates, please visit the Remembrance Day Memorial page on the WIA website. Other statistical information can be found where you submitted your log at vklogchecker.com. Till next year, best 73s. This is Alan, VK4, Sierra November.
This weekend, 7th and 8th September, the Region 1 SSB Field Day. Churches and Chapels on the Air event the following weekend, Saturday the 14th of September. Oceania Text Contest. Phone the first weekend in October each year from 0600 hours UTC Saturday to 0600 hours UTC Sunday. CW. The second full weekend in October each year from 0600 hours UTC Saturday to 0600 hours UTC Sunday. Log deadline for CW and phone logs, 31 October. This year's contest will be held on October the 5th and 12th, respectively. International Earth Moon Earth Contest. 0000 hours Zulu, November 16. 2359 hours Zulu, November 17. Work as many amateur stations as possible via the Earth Moon Earth path on any authorised amateur frequency above 50 MHz. EME logs due back to the Admiral December 17. VHF-UHF Field Day, Spring 2024. 0100 hours UTC Saturday 23 November through 0059 hours UTC Sunday 24 November. 0400 hours to 0359 in VK6. Yoda Contest. Youth on the Air Test 303 will be from 10 hours to 2159 hours UTC on 29 December. On the 5 Classic Bands CW and SSB. Alec, VK2, Mike Victor will be having a look at the recently concluded Yoda Camp in this your WIA National News Service. Dick's Window to the World. HB0, Liechtenstein. Leo, DL2, COM and Roman, DL3TU will be active CW only from the Principality of Liechtenstein, the end of September or early October. Weather permitting, they will operate field day style for 2 days from the summit of Ostenberg, which is 2359 metres above sea level, using just 5100 watts and directional antennas. The location has been carefully chosen to allow a good takeoff to VK. Both ops say they are happy to log as many callers as possible, but will focus on VK-ZLJA during the UTC morning. Updates such as the exact dates will be published on the QRZ.com pages. QSL via the home call signs DL2 COM and DL3TU in LOGW direct or via the Bureau. New Zealand. NZRT has a special event call sign for the upcoming America's Cup to be held in Spain later this year. ZL6 Alpha Mike Charlie Uniform Papa has been allocated to celebrate this event with full guard side. ZL2RO is trustee of the call sign. November 30 is when ZL6 Alpha Mike Charlie Uniform Papa goes off air. VR7POL. For 2024 National Police Week in Australia, a special event call of VI7POL will be on air. The call will be active between 14th and 29th September to celebrate the 7th Annual National Police Week, a celebration of our nation's police. National Police Week includes the 15th annual wall-to-wall ride for remembrance and National Police Remembrance Day on the 27th of September. OL80 Carbon is active until the 30th of November to mark the 80th anniversary of Operation Carbon during World War II. This operation involved the dropping of paratroopers in the Protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia. The Protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia was a partially annexed territory of Nazi Germany. That was established in 1939 after the German occupation of the Czech lands. A team of operators is active using the call OL80 Carbon on CW, SSB and digital modes on the HF bands. More information is available on qrz.com. Celebrating the 100th anniversary of Radio Belgrade, the Belgrade Amateur Radio Club is active as YT100RB and YU9024RB until November 30. For details of a certificate that is available, see yu1ano.org. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ in Ingham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with VK3GTV, Cole.
Hello, first up in worldwide special interest group news this week, it's adventure groups. And what better adventure than travelling Route 66? Yep, time to get your kicks on. The 2024 Route 66 on the Air special event is active September 7 to 15. This year, 23 clubs located across the route will be operating special one-by-one call signs. QSL cards and certificates will be available for working these US stations. This year marks the 25th year of this great radio event. Originally started by the Northern Arizona DX Association, it was a way to allow amateur radio operators a fun way to relive the ride. They also can relive their own memories of Route 66 and get to celebrate the highway's rich history. Worldwide special interest groups, balloons. Becca flies again. On Saturday the 12th of October this year, a balloon-carrying amateur radio, Bacar, is scheduled to launch from the Tricart model airstrip near Secunda in South Africa. The event, coordinated through the Secunda Radio Club, ZS6SRC, will be the 12th flight and is named Bacar 12. The idea is to construct a series of 1U cube satellites, measuring 10 by 10 by 10 centimetres, weighing not more than 500 grams, and string them together on the end of a hydrogen-filled weather balloon, and then fly the payloads and see how the equipment works in a near-space environment. While people are preparing their CubeSats, the chase team prepare and deploy to hopefully retrieve the string of CubeSats that parachute to the ground after the balloon bursts. Some of the payloads include crossband repeaters, parrot repeaters, LoRa trackers, whisper beacons, SSTV payloads and APRS trackers. Worldwide special interest groups, radio amateur young timers, YOTA, youngsters on the air. And it's over to Alec, VK2MV.
Thank you, Cole. This week we recount the YOTA camp adventure in the Czech Republic. As the summer wraps up in the Northern Hemisphere, so too does the youngsters on the air camp that took place in the Czech Republic. The happy campers finished their week of immersion in amateur radio and friendship at the YOTA camp on Friday, the 23rd of August. Now, all that's left is to remember the experience and share it with others. The camp was organized by the Czech Radio Club and the Youth Working Group of IARU Region 1. Reese Williams, M0WGY/AJ6XD, who represented the Radio Society of Great Britain at the camp, wrote a daily blog that re-encountered the camp activities from kit building, balloon launching, to the operation of the special call sign OL24YOTA. You can read the blog and experience that memorable week in words and pictures by visiting the link in the text version of this week's WIA's National News Service, wia.org.au. Just a reminder to send in your VK YOTA news and events to myself and the news team when you get a chance. For VK1WIA National News, I am Alec, VK2MV in Sydney. Now back to you, Cole.
Thanks, Alec. Next up, it's Worldwide Special Interest Groups Radio Scouting. JOTA, Jamboree on the Air, is always held over the third weekend in October, so this year, that's October 18 to 21. The Radio Society of Great Britain and ARIS, Amateur Radio on the International Space Station, in conjunction with Girl Guiding Surrey West and Brooklands Museum, including the Innovation Academy, have been collaborating on a special event due to take place on Saturday the 5th of October 2024. Girl Guiding President, Her Royal Highness the Duchess of Edinburgh, will attend the planned contact with the International Space Station as part of a visit to promote the engagement and involvement of girls and young women in science, technology, engineering and maths, STEM. The Duchess of Edinburgh is Sophie, married to Prince Edward, Duke of Edinburgh, the younger sibling of King Charles III. This radio contact with the ISS should come easy for Her Royal Highness, as she at one time worked for Capital Radio, a commercial radio station based in London. Further details of the contact and the event will be announced later this month. From Special Interest Group News to Rewind. Celebrating the dawn of mass global communication with stations G2SZ, GB2NZ, ZL4AA and ZM100DX. An important centenary is to be celebrated and re-enacted in New Zealand and the UK when, in October this year, radio amateurs in New Zealand and the UK will be celebrating and re-enacting the very first trans-global two-way radio communication. Awards and QSL cards will be available for those who make contact with these special stations. At the turn of the last century, radio communication was in its infancy. The properties of Hertzian waves, what we now call radio waves, were only just beginning to be understood. Starting with Marconi, the use of a crude form of radio communication began to evolve. The development of the thermionic valve opened up opportunities both in radio transmitter and receiver design. However, the conventional wisdom remained that the longer the wavelengths of radio signals, as used by Marconi, were the most suited to long-distance radio communication. In 1924, as both transmitter power and receiver sensitivity improved, the dream was to span the globe by radio. Then on the 18th of October 1924, that two-way Antipodean communication dream was finally completed between two radio amateurs, Frank Bell, callsign 4AA, a sheep farmer in Shag Valley on the South Island of New Zealand, and Cecil Goyder, callsign 2SZ, a student operating from Mill Hill School in North London. The world had been shrunk, and things would never be the same again. And that was Rewind. I'm Cole, VK3GTV.
Across Australia, from VK1WIA, you're tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia National News Service from Waffle Park, Adelaide, South Australia. It can be heard on 1843 kHz in the 160-metre band at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on Sunday mornings. I'm Colin, VK5XY, and you are welcome to join our callback after the broadcast.
2024, it's a date. In VK4 Sunfest, Saturday, September 14 at Coolum Civic Centre. VK6 Perth Tech 2024, September 21 for 2 days at Gidgeganup. VK4 Gold Coast Hamfest, October 13, Narang Country Paradise Parklands. That's at 231 Beaudesert Narang Road, Narang. In VK5, the AREG Radio and Electronics Sale, Saturday, October 26, 10 a.m, David Roche Park, Kilbourne. VK7, Tasmanian Ham Conference, November 2 and 3 in Hobart. And in VK3, Spark Rosebud Radio Fest, November 17, Eastbourne Primary School, Alambie Avenue in Rosebud. Now, clubs are welcome to email text with audio for this section. Details of all WIA-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the WIA website, including email addresses and website links, as, once again, this week VK5OG did.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. We would like to announce our 2024 Annual General Meeting. This will be held at our new club rooms at 11 Hastings Street, Seaford, South Australia. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. with a start time of approximately 6:45 p.m. There will be tea and coffee available with light snacks with a gold coin donation. All members are welcome. We hope to see you there on the 28th of November 2024 at 11 Hastings Street, Seaford. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
And with that, we tie the ribbon on another edition of WIA National News. I'm Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.